This is Tom Arms with LookAhead.News.com's World Report for the week being the 26th of February. LookAhead broadcasts tomorrow's news today so that you can plan to participate. Italian voters troop to the polls next Sunday, and the likely result? Well, it's anybody's guess. But at the moment, the odds seem slightly in favor of 81-year-old Silvio Berlusconi. There are also elections in El Salvador next week and a referendum in Switzerland on whether or not to scrap public broadcasting. In Germany, Angela Merkel's Christian Democrats will elect a new Secretary General, and the Social Democrats will announce the results of a poll of its membership on the issue of joining Ms. Merkel in a grand coalition. German Kurds on Saturday demonstrate in Berlin against the Turkish attacks on Kurdish-occupied northern Syria. PESCO, the new framework for EU military cooperation, is launched in The Hague next week. Also known as the Permanent Structured Cooperation, hopefully it will increase military cooperation in Europe. EU foreign ministers discussed Brexit on Tuesday. Michel Barnier, the Commission's chief negotiator, will report on the state of talks. EU foreign ministers will also hold a regular session on Monday. On the agenda is Moldova, Venezuela, the Middle East, and Cuba. The Paris Fashion Show starts on Tuesday, and the Oscars are staged in Hollywood on Sunday. The funeral of evangelist Billy Graham will be held on Friday at Charlotte, North Carolina, and he will be laid to rest in the grounds of the Billy Graham Library. And finally, to all my readers and listeners, thank you. You're a kind, intelligent, generous group of people. Thank goodness I've got that out of the way before World Compliments Day on Thursday. And that was next week's News Today so that you can plan to participate in the world around you. Stay tuned after this message for the expanded Look Ahead World Analysis. This is Tom Arms with the expanded Look Ahead World Analysis for the week being the 26th of February. Look Ahead broadcasts tomorrow's news today so that you can plan to participate. Italian voters troop to the polls next Sunday, and the likely result? Well, it's anybody's guess. But at the moment, the odds seem slightly in favor of 81-year-old Silvio Berlusconi returning to the prime minister's job at the head of a center-right, anti-immigrant, three-party coalition. There are also elections in El Salvador next week, where the main issues will be drugs, gang violence, and Trump's plans to deport 200,000 El Salvadorian refugees. The Swiss vote on Sunday on whether or not to end public broadcasting in their country. The government opposes the proposal because it says it will end media plurality in the country and lead to a domination of French, German, and Italian television. In Germany, there are two big party elections next week. On Monday, Angela Merkel's Christian Democratic Union votes for a new Secretary General. And on Sunday, the Social Democratic Party will announce the results of its members' vote on the coalition deal with Merkel's CDU. German Kurds on Saturday demonstrate in Berlin against the Turkish attack on Kurdish-occupied northern Syria. There are an estimated 800,000 Kurds living in Germany, the largest Kurdish population outside the Middle East. EU military cooperation will be officially launched as PESCO next week. Also known as the Permanent Structured Cooperation, PESCO is designed to increase European military cooperation. EU foreign ministers discussed Brexit on Tuesday. Michel Barnier, the Commission's chief negotiator, will report on the state of talk. The weekend before, the British cabinet will have met at the Prime Minister's country retreat at Chequers to try and hammer out an agreed British position. EU foreign ministers will also hold a regular session on Monday. On the agenda is Moldova, Venezuela, the Middle East, and Cuba. The Paris Fashion Show starts on Tuesday. Paris is arguably the glitziest of the four big city fashion premieres. The others are New York, London, and Milan. The Oscars will be presented on Sunday at an even glitzier event in Los Angeles. Among the nominees for Best Picture are The Post, Dunkirk, and Lady Bird. Best Actor nominations include Daniel Day-Lewis and Denzel Washington. And among the Best Actress nominations are Sally Hawkins and Meryl Streep. The funeral of evangelist Billy Graham will be held on Friday at the Billy Graham Library in Charlotte, North Carolina. Graham will be buried in the library grounds next to his wife, Ruth, who died in 2007. And that was next week's News Today so that you can plan to participate in the world around you. Stay tuned after this message for Viewpoints Around the World with myself and Lockwood Phillips.